Good morning and welcome to the Flat Racing Horse Racing Podcast. Today is Thursday the 4th of January. Happy New Year everybody. It's been quite a busy night I've had last night. We've done three meetings this week, so it's quite a bit of a bonanza. We've got Maidan on Friday, that's tomorrow. Then on Saturday we have the big festival in Cape Town from Kenilworth. That's the King's Plate Festival. That's the big race before next month's Met. And this is the big season they have in Cape Town. It's the Blue Festival on Saturday, so everyone has to wear blue. And there's got a brand new racetrack also, so it should be an absolutely brilliant affair. And everybody knows I've been doing this meeting for 25 years. It was 2 years ago we hit 11 winners. They used to have 13 races on the card that them days, and I hit 11 winners and two placed on the Friday. And then I think I got six or seven winners on the Saturday. I'm just going to check. They're not having the Fridays. I think they've cancelled the Friday. It used to be a two-day meeting. Yeah, they're not having it on the Friday now. It used to be a two-day meeting, Friday and Saturday. But now it's just the Saturday. But anyway, what we'll do is we'll start off at Maidan, which is Friday, the 5th of January, tomorrow. And we'll go through each race at Maidan and try and get the winners. Now, what has been happening on the podcast? I've had three podcasts so far from Jebel Ali and Maidan. And I think we've had over 20 winners just from them three podcasts. And last week we hit a 16-1 shot. I don't know if we've had bigger prizes than that. I'm not sure. I haven't been keeping count, but I did tell everyone to bet the reserve. And actually the reserve, the Itchy Denatra in the opening purebred Arabian race, it was actually the reserve until about 30 minutes, and I said, if that gets in the race, it'll win. I hope everyone listened to the podcast and got on it, because it got into the race 30 minutes before, and it was 16-1. Now, the bookies I use, I couldn't get a price, but obviously I got the SP 16-1, but I was waiting for it, the bet, you know, the prices to come in. There was no prices, and I nearly missed the bloody race, because it was 9.59 I put my bet on. And because I was expecting prices, I'm thinking, what the heck's going on here? But that bookie I'm on doesn't even accept prices. As I say, I got booted off Bet365 and Paddy Power, I'm booted off Sky Bet, I'm booted off. And everyone, there's a few. So the bookies I'm on are really terrible, you know. So I just got to take what I can get, really. There's no each way extras, four places and the races and stuff like that, what you get and all the other bookies. One day I was getting four, three times, and it's just annoying, because normally them would be on my bet if I was on the other betting bookies, you know. Betfair, I'm kicked off them. So anyway, let's get down to business. And we'll start off at Maidan, and it's race one. What's that local time? It's in the UK, we go Greenwich Mean Time here. It's 1:30. Maidan Friday, Greenwich Mean Time, so that's easier. And that's race one. Now, what's happened? I've just had this is the first race, is a turf race. It's the 1 mile, 2 furlongs Arbeal turf. It's a handicap. I did fancy the favourite, Local Dynasty. I also like this Ursa Minor. Which is quite a decent price, around 20-1. I just think he's done well, you know. He's sort of the type. I thought he was, when I first seen his name, I thought he's a dirt horse. But when I looked at the form, it's all turf. So there must be another horse similar name that I know that runs on the dirt. But I still liked his form. I like that Goldman. When I look, I sort of went off that Goldman a bit. When I looked at some, you know, form lines later on. King of Time, I fancied that King of Time as well. Shafaf. So basically what I would recommend there is just 24 casts. There is some good prices on. The only short price I've got is Local Dynasty. So if you can get Local Dynasty beat and get in Ursa Minor, Goleman, King of Time and Shafaf in the forecast, I think we'd do well. So that's 24 casts, so that's five horses in one bet. Local Dynasty, Ursa Minor, Goleman, King of Time and Shafaf. So I'll read the numbers out. Local Dynasty is number 6. Ursa Minor's number 7. Goleman is number 2. King of Time is number 9. And Shafaf is number 5. So put them in a forecast, 20 forecasts. That's the bet I would play on this race. I wouldn't go for any singles. I think it's a very difficult race. King of Time's coming back, you see, off of 568 days. And some of his form, one line of his form at Newmark was really good. And he could be, you know, an improving type, even though he's been off a while. And obviously, Simon and Ed Crisford are doing absolutely brilliant. Shafaf, he was beat by Book Review, but before that, he had got some really good form. I mean, that race at Maidan he done on November 23 was quite awful, but I'm sure that's not his form, because Doug Watson's horses weren't running well. Now they're running well, so I expect his form to come back. excuse me, and that's race one. Right, in the race two is the dirt race. It's a Minza by Aziz Maiden Dirt. Let's go through them. And now I'm only going to mention the ones I fancy. So Mr. Cafu, 91 Maidan Dirt, leads in his races, good to go. I think it'd be hard to catch myself, Mr. Cafu. Hallucigini, that's number 7. Sire was a miler. And obviously this is 6 furlongs. Dam was mother to Californian Chrome, Emelian bred filly. Winner of 6 race starts she was. Blood stats are okay for that horse. Hallucigini, this is his first run. He hasn't had a trial either. Blood stats are okay, but don't all turn out to be Californian Chromes. Yeah, they're not all like Californian Chrome was like one out of 7 or 8 offspring that done well, and the rest didn't do much. So, and he hasn't had a trial as well, so I think it's a tough chance. It's only 3-1 or something in the on the early morning line, you know. So I just thought no chance. Unless it's been got, they know something about it. But even though the dam produced Californian Chrome, she hasn't produced much else. And the sire is a miler, so, and this is 6 furlongs, so it's all sort of stamina. So, you know, number 10, Naya, improved for Sam Hitchcock last time. Now, I think that was his best race, and Sam Hitchcock has been jocked off for a previous jockey who ran on this, is the regular pilot, Pat Dobbs, and he done a 94 here. Now, this 94 I thought would win this race, but I'm not sure with the jockey change if he's going to run to that, because he's never run to that for Pat Dobbs before. But I did think was the danger to the Mr. Cafu. 8 Mezzotinto, 88 RPR Maidan Dirt, ran well last day. Stable, 1 win from 19, and the stable, now I usually like this stable, but they've had 1 win from 19 runs, which is, you know, quite alarming. So they will pick up, they always do, but I just thought we'll just watch it until they do. Number 1 Al Arbed, 90 Jebel Ali. If he can transfer that Jebel Ali form here, he has each way chances. Preview, I think Mr. Cafu will be hard to be pegged back. Naya, Mezzotinto and Al Arbed should all be closely closing late on. They should all be closing, because, you know, I think Mr. Cafu could just hang on there. I would say Mr. Cafu and Naya, maybe you could split the stakes. because Naya did improve last time and he is top of my figures, but I do think Mr. Cafu might be hard to beat, you know, from the front. Right, maiden race number two. Race three, it's back on the turf. Now, as you know, I concentrate on the dirt races mostly in the UAE, so I'm just going to give you another, again, in race three, 20 forecasts, because I think these turf races in Maidan are absolutely really, really difficult, even on the handicapping. So I went for number 16 and number 6 to split. Maybe you could split stakes between number 16, Mutani, which is what? Quite a decent price, I think. 20-1 Mutani, and number 6 Jadwal, where are we, is 9-1. Maybe you could split stakes between you. I did look through the form on those two and I did like them. Now Open Mind, number 10 and number 3 Batwan, and number 9 Wallbank. I thought any of those five could win this race. So 16-6 or 6-16, 3-10 and 9. So that's 16, 6, 3. This is the way I wrote them down. So just write them down and do 20 forecasts again. That's 20 forecasts. And at the prices, all we have to do is get this what Open Mind beat. I haven't went back one. It's the smallest price. It's 11 to 2. So Wallbank is a favourite at 5 to 1. So it's an ammo racing horse as well. So with that being 5 to 1, do they know something? Because you've got to watch those ammo racing, you know. Are they running clean all the time? I don't think so. They do get to win a lot of big prices. And I've got them profiled for that as well. So I had to include Wallbank because they've got Buick on it as well. When Godolphin, well, side bin, so or wouldn't. Would he use Buick? I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, do 20 forecasts. 16-6. I'd really fancy that Jadani, in fact. You know, that Jadwal, Doug Watson. If he's coming back into form, that Jadwal, I really like that horse. It's coming back off a 16-71 day layoff. But I really like that horse. I think it's got a load of improvement to come when it was last seen. So try this 20 forecast, 16, 6, 3, 10, and 9. And it'll definitely pay more than what we put, like three times at least more than what we put on. It is a forecast. If you wanted to do a tricast with those six, it's 60 bets. And if that tricast does come in, it's bound to pay, what, 300 minimum for the tricast if it does come in. But it is a risky bet, as I say, because I think these turf races are really difficult. Now, race four, we're back on the dirt. Never Show Weakness, 89 RPR Maidan. Hoping to improve for the stretch out route, 10 furlongs, looks a miler on Bloods. So Never Show Weakness won last time at over a mile, beat Mezzotinto by 3¾ lengths. I'm not sure she'll get this. He will get this to gelding, isn't it? 4-year-old gelding. I'm not sure they'll get the trip myself. But let's see. Number 3, Branwell. 84 RPR for the dirt. Can go well fresh. Good sort of middle distances. Lion's Mane, 83 RPR at, was it Maidan? Can go well fresh. Good sort, middle distances. Lions Mane, probably improver. Now going back over 10 furlongs. Yes, Lions Mane was interesting horse. He's going back over 10 furlongs. His last race was a mile. But he has won over 10 furlongs before. So this is an interesting horse. Number 9, Ada Ald. Adja, tripless, He's absolutely tripless. You don't know what, you just haven't got a clue what trip he will like. So I ruled him out. Green Jacket, 99 RPR over track and trip, January 23. So Green Jacket was a very interesting horse if the trainer can come back into form. Latest run offers hope. He was 6th of 13, Watch My Sky, beaten 9.5 lengths, which is not that much on dirt. So interesting. Alwarith is number 7, typed as a surprise on profile I have. Eye of the Prince, 79 RPR. Type improved significantly on profile. So my predictions here are to win is 5-6. Right? 5-6. So number 5, Green Jacket. If CMR can come back. I see that he hasn't got Ty O'Shea on, which is another mystery, but you know, these trainers do these things. So 5-6 is my prediction here. So Lion's Mane was my other one. That, and if you want to do the exotics, it's 5-6-3-7-1 in that race. So 5, Green Jacket, and Lion's Mane number 6. If you could possibly split stakes on those two. And if you want to do the exotics, is 5-6-3-7-1. Race 5 at Maidan. We're back on the turf, and it's a Guineas Trial, 7 furlong, Jumeirah Guineas Trial. Now Legend of Time is the favorite, 9-4, I think, and he was the best on my ratings. The other horse I thought would go well was Geologist, Amy Ryan and Richard Mullen. Got some quite decent back class there over 7 furlongs in the races he's won. If I had him on 114 at his best, but he would need to be at his best. Second and third, or third and fourth, Movie Maker, I've got him on 110. And Majestic 109. So what I've got is, I'll do 6-16. That's Legend of Time and Geologist. And then put a crossover. So combine those two and then combine 9-7. That's 2 times 2. That's 4 forecasts in that race. So you can either go split stakes, Legend of Time, Geologist. But I don't think it'd be worth it at the prices. So you're looking for a tri-cast, really. 6-16, 1-2 combine, and then 9-7 to be third combine. So that's 4 tri-cast bets. I think that's the only way if you're a small stake better to get any money out of that race, because betting them singly won't get you much. But Legend of Time, we've got to look at that one first. But I do think Geologist might run quite well. Then I have Movie Maker and Majestic 1 as big dangers to those two. But I do think Legends of Time or Geologist might win the race. Right, race 6 at Maidan. I think we're getting to some quite decent races now. This is the Group 3 Dubawi Stakes over 6 furlongs. Sound Money, number 1. Former US sprinter, won a Group 3 here last season. Was in the arc, what was it now? He was 6th or something in the Golden Shaheen. He won the Group 3, didn't he? And he was 9th or 14th in the Golden Shaheen, sorry. But he is top rated on my number, so there's no excuses for Sound Money. Number 2 is Tuz, 7th in the Golden Shaheen, one of our winners last year, Group 3, 122 best here. So he's a definite danger. I like Tuz, I like him as a horse. I just hope he comes back in top form. But these horses are quite decent horses, and then I'm not sure how they're going to be fully going for this race, fully, you know, conditioned 100%. I'm not sure, I don't know, but there's a full season ahead here. So Tuz was, is a, one of my little favorite horses, number six. Now I'm not going to go through all of the horses, right, because it's just too much. I'm just going to give you the ones I think have got a chance. Eastern World won well of lately. Number four, Colour Up, 120 RPR. Recent win could be underestimated here. Could be an improver. 2024 winner. So Colour Up, I think, and Doug Watson's against went for William Buick. Now, I think this could be the winner here today. Now, I think Sound Money might be prepping. I think Tuz might be prepping. Now, I don't know for sure. Eastern World probably won't run his best. Colour Up, I think he'll be, he's the one that's ready. He's got an, I mean, he's nearly close, and I think he's going to improve this season as well as a six-year-old on the dirt. But you could see the last back end of last year as a five-year-old, he was starting to improve. Number seven, Leading Spirit, Each Way Chances, holds form very well here and has been a grand servant, hasn't he? A lovely horse, Leading Spirit. Number 10, Morning, winner here, needs to find a few kilos, but that's not many. So definitely with chances. 13, Rory, has an each way chance at best. Number 8, Magic Petition, he's a sort of that could surprise, you know, that Magic Petition. I mean, his numbers aren't that far behind the rest. He could possibly could get 116, 17 at his best, but I don't think it'll be enough, but you never know on the dirt. My predictions are number 4, Colour Up, that's the winner, so we'll do a little single on that at 6-1, and then our exotics are 4, 6, Eastern World to come second, 2, Toast to be third, prepping, 1, Sound Money to be fourth, prepping, and number 8, Magic Petition, could surprise. So I'm looking for like a big price in there to make up the exotic. But obviously Sound Money and Tuz could like drop away because they're prepping, so that's what I was worried about there. If so, I could make another bet. 4-6 and 7 Leading Spirit, and 10 4-6-7 and 10 could be like an alternative tricast. If Sound Money and Tuz are prepping, you know, they might just drop away at the finish, and that the race would have, the race will bring them on for the bigger races next time. Right, we'll go to race number 7. It's back on the turf. I think this is a Group 2 race. Right, number 10, San Donato, 119, has run well here, very well. I remember him as a two-year-old. I knew he was a really decent horse. When Roger Varian spoke to my boss, this is before Santanata even run, he said this is one of my best horses. He didn't turn out. I think he was ran at Yarmouth. I'm not sure if he ran at Yarmouth first out, time out. But I don't think he reached the heights that Roger Varian thought he was going to go. But he's sort of come back, hasn't he, to be quite a decent horse. So San Donato is in form, second recently staying on, which was a really good race, and he's 11-4. Pat Dobbs, Doug Watson. Number 9, Real World, big numbers posted but lacks a finish. God, this horse is so annoying in the highest class. I just can't see him winning. He just gets there and just plods on, doesn't he? But he posts big numbers though, you know, and that's what's got me thinking, what about the finish of the race? Will he have the speed? Number 6, Marbon, 126 best, would need to equal his best run, but possible with a new training facility. So definitely this Marbon is definitely in the mix here. It's 4-1, Michael Costa, Ben Cohen. Number 5, In Crowd, best 125, ditto with number 6, Comments. So the same applies as Marban with In Crowd. Number 11, Sean, 127, best in France, possible on form. So look what I went for. I went for number 6, Morbon, to win, and 10, San Donato, to come second, 5, In Crowd, to be third, and 9, Real World, which is the favourite, to be only fourth, just because he's annoyed me. And if you fancy Real World, just back him. It's just I have bet this horse a few times and he's let me down. And he does post big numbers in big races, and this is a Group 2, and he's probably a Group 1 horse. With, you know, 1-2-4. Well, not 1-2-4 is not going to get... It's Group 2, isn't it? Yeah, you need 130s. You need 128s to Group 1, 130s. Right. So I went for number 6, Morbon, to open his account for Costa. Now, this is a very interesting horse. Now, he's got a patchy profile, but he hit a big number at Salisbury. He won a race, was second to run to Freedom at Salisbury and a listed. Then he was 12 for 13 in a Group 1. You know, he posted a low number. Then at Goodwood, he was in a Group 2, third to Kinross. That was a really good run. So he's backed up that 112 with 108. Now he's within this new training facility. You know, looking at his pedigree, Oasis Dream, Naif, the Zahu, the mare, out of Naif, yeah, just decent pedigree there. I haven't looked into it properly, but just looking at it, it looks good. Now let's have a look at Zahu, the dam. Yeah, won a race at Haydock off 73. Steadily improved. Going middle distances. Went up to 98, so he's reached that magic plus 90 mark. Over a mile and a half, and it's got a good family. Dam sire was Darshan, the dam was Tanagum, John Dunlop, the trainer for Maktoum, so it's a Hamden and Maktoum family, so it's quite a good pedigree. But we're just looking at Costa. It's because it's posted them numbers, we're looking at Costa to get the improvement there, and I think he can. And the same applies for number 5, In Crowd. Very similar, he's a Dubawi horse as well. Very similar numbers, and more consistent than Morban. But we know this, Costa has his horses ready to go, so that's why. I mean, Real World, he could be prepping. San Donato could be prepping. Morban, I think he'd be ready. In Crowd, possibly could be ready. Been off 4-9 days, but this trainer is either a ready trainer or not ready trainer. So that's the way I looked at it, and I thought 6 Morbon might be win. I might be totally wrong here. I wasn't convinced with my tips at Maidan this week, I must admit, so forgive me if I get it wrong. But 6 Morbon is my tip to beat 10 San Donato, then 5 In Crowd for third, and 9 Real World for fourth. Now race 8, we're back on the dirt, and now this is a horse I tipped last week. It's Jebel Ali. Now he does transfer the form back to Maidan, which is not always the case. I think he'll win. He's in at 10-11, so it's no price, and actually the price puts me off. And it is a Ben Cost. I put him up with 3-1 debuting last week at Jebel Ali, Mayetal, that's number 3. But I do think that this, the horse he beat, Million Doro, might. Because Million Doro did well at a trial here. And then he won a race. Did he win a race? No, he was second to Mendelssohn Bay. But he did, I think he won a trial. He won a trial at Maidan. A Million Doro, and I think that 14 length for Jebel Ali coming back to Maidan is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. I wouldn't even look at that, because he can make that up no problem at a different track, and he does seem to run much better at Maidan than he does at Jebel Ali. So you could have Million Doro, Mendelssohn Bay, and what was the other one? El Abri, all sort of getting beaten that Mayeta because it's back at Maidan. Right, El Abri could be dangerous. Million Doro number 6, 102 Maidan, back at Maidan could win, I've put. Number 3, Maya El. Impressive at Jebel Ali without a trial. Tip by me at 3-1. If takes the track, wins. That's what I put. Quartier won 4 dirt races in Uruguay. Oldest horse in the race. Obviously Southern. It's got a Southern Hemisphere pedigree. Born in October. Could be dangerous. Number 5, Military Artist. Kempton winner. So what I've got here is 3 Mayet Al. But I would save with number 6 Million Doro and or number 2 El Abri. I'll definitely be wary of this Mayetal on this second run. Now he does take to the track like he did at Jebel Ali, he'll win. But they don't all do that. And now Million Doro is back on his favourite surface. And with El Abri, I think they could do it. Mendelssohn faced the kickback and was prepped to win here. I think he could this could be a pipe down run before being conditioned for a later race. That's what I thought of Mendelssohn Bay. This could be a pipe down race and he's get conditioned again to come out and win a race later on. And he did beat Million Doro, but I don't think you beat Million Doro today. That's what I thought. And Million Doro was 11-1. I just think that's absolutely crazy. And El Abri is 25-1. Absolutely mental prices. Honestly, who prices these races up? Honestly to God, they haven't got a clue about this UAE racing. Right, that's all I'm going to say. So keep on giving me them prices. Now race 9, let's go to that. Race 9. What have I got? Right, I've just went for number 3, Mary Inder, which is quite a decent price. It's a very, very hard race. 20-1, Mary Inder. Connor Beasley, Abin Hamarsh. Was 2.5 lengths behind Electric Storm at 33-1. Posting, 102 RPR. Now there is a few in here that's got a better RPRs by a couple of pounds, but not by much. I mean the favourites, La Jule, he's only on a 98. Obviously had 2 runs, but he will improve. But 92, it's just ridiculous. Made in Dubai, he's only got a 95. Now the horses that's got better RPRs are Prompton, Royal Dubai, and Marienda. So I've got number 3, Marienda. To each way bet 20-1, and I've got 5 Prompting. Do a little bet each way on that 7-1, and number 10 Royal Dubai, made in Dubai. Is it Royal Dubai or made in Dubai? I've got Royal Dubai here. Oh yes, there's 2 Dubais. That's Lucy Botty. I did. If you look in the back class of that Royal Dubai, it's got quite good form, and it's coming on the turf here today. Now we'll just need, Made in Dubai is a dirt horse and he's back on the turf, that's right. And I had put Royal Dubai because he's got 107 RPR on the turf here. And Lucy Botty, she's now training in Maidan. And I think this could be a decent horse for her this season in this type of race. Or it could go run on the Saturday races. And this is basically a Saturday race. This, when they have Maidan on the Saturday, they used to have the Thursday and the Saturday. This is basically one of those Saturday races. But I do think Marianda could pop up at a big price. And Prompting for second and Royal Dubai for third. And that is Maidan dusted and done. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to go to Kenilworth. What an absolute marathon day. And then we've got to do Jebel Ali. Now I'll do Jebel Ali tomorrow. See how much work I've done. See how much work it takes to do this. I mean, that's why I'm quite anxious about my tips, because there's a lot of work I've done I had to do. Especially Kenilworth forced me into doing it, because I can't leave this Kenilworth meeting now, and I just love it. I love this meeting. I watch every little minute of it on my little screens. If you go to what is it, Gallup Racing, gallup.tv.za, you can watch Kenilworth live from that website. Right, no, race one at Kenilworth on Saturday is the annual ladies race. Now this is a second year run of it. I think it's a second year, it might be the third year, but I'm sure it was the first year last year. And what I've went for is number 5, Connery. And it's 7.5 to 1 here on the early betting. And I've gone for number 6, See You in a Bit. It says 14 to 1. And number 3rd choice, I've went for number 8, Gimme the Limelight, which is 7.5 to 1. And then I've went for number 9 for the quartet, is number 9 or 12. So do a little combine 9 or 12 for the quartet. Do 5, 6, 8 and combine 9 and 12 for your quartet. And if that pays, if that comes in, I did actually get a quartet a couple of times, paid like 150,000 to 1 or something in a big sprint a couple of years ago. I didn't put it on, I just tipped it. Right, we'll go to race 2 at Kenilworth. This is Saturday, January the 6th, and it's the big meeting for the Blue Festival. The Trippy Stakes is over 1,000 meters, that's 5 furlongs. Right, I did tip this horse last time out. I looked at its pedigree. Now this is a 2-year-old race, Southern Hemisphere 2-year-olds. Unbeldi loved pedigree on debut, but thought would need to stretch out. That's what I thought. I thought it'll definitely need to come 1,000 meters and go over 12 next time out. And he was running on over 1,000 meters. Now he wasn't as quick as his stable companion, which was what's his stable companion? Was it Born Inside? Hold on. No, not Born Inside. It was Roman Agent. Yeah, Roman Agent. He wasn't as quick as Roman Agent, but he was staying on. But I think he's got the better pedigree, this Unbeldi. Now this Unbeldi is 25 to 1. Is this a joke? Right, this Unbeldi is 25. Now I did think, now he's had that run under his belt and he was behind Roman Agent, but not that far. Roman Agent didn't win. I think Roman Agent was second, and but I thought Unbeldi had the better pedigree before the race, but needed further. Now I'm thinking with that race under his belt, he could win this race, Unbeldi, and he's 25 to 1. I just cannot believe this. Obviously Roman Agent will be the favourite, 5 to 2 for Garrett Grant Van Nierkerk, Justin Snaith. But I'm telling you, this Unbeldi, JP Van der Mauer, 25 to 1 he is. Well, that's the horse I'll be betting. I hate telling everyone these, because I win a lot of money at this meeting every week. Now, I don't know who's listening to thwart my bets, because, you know, when I print them out on the websites and I don't print them out, there's a big difference, and I've tested it over the years. The ones I don't print out on the website get foiled, and the ones I keep and give to a proofing agent win, and only the proofing agent knows. And the percentage is just so massive that it just cannot be a coincidence. Impossible. So I took from that that somebody's thousands of people are looking at my bet, and they're betting them because they did. When I was on Facebook, was people winning millions of pounds, right? And they just, my tips just sort of, when I was tipping them after a while, you know, when I got recognized, they just weren't winning. And as soon as I wasn't publishing them, they were winning. So that's why I've come to the podcast, you know, so not a lot of people will be listening. So hopefully the bookies aren't listening to foil my stuff, because I just kind of, you know, I was wanting to keep that unbelly for myself, but, you know, it probably won't win now if the bookies are listening, so it doesn't matter. Right, I get so paranoid on these, giving these tips out. Race three at Kenilworth on Saturday is the Franco Czech Motor Museum Winchester Sprint Cup over 1,000 meters. Now, Rio Corrari's better drawn today. Thunderstruck improving sprinter top class. Isu Vogungu top class may need the run now. Isu Vogungu is obviously the best horse in the race, but he's been off for 160 days. Richard Fury, top jockey's got the ride. Peter Musket, trainer. Will he win on his home? I don't know if he's won on this track before. Let's have a look. Scottsville, Kenilworth. Yeah, he was second at Kenilworth. Christoph Sumalon ridden it. And then he was third at Kenilworth. Christoph Sumalon. So the only times he's been beat is at this track. And I think he was in this race last year with Christoph Smulemont riding. I think he should have won. But he just does tend to need that one run, doesn't he? So he's a very good horse. So, if you want to back him, Isu Vogungu, that's number four, you can. But I've just went for number three, which is Rio Corrari. 8-1, I thought he was improving. I think he's better drawn today, and he wasn't far behind these. He's better, much better drawn today. He's drawn in three. And I think he could just go and win today at Rio Corrari and beat Thunderstruck, which is another good horse. Mr. Cobbs is 20-1. He's number five. He's running into form as well. He's been really bad out of form, but he does seem to be running into form. He does need to find a lot of numbers, but he's a type that he can just pop up at big prices, this Mr. Cobbs, and he's got a good draw in five. So I've went for 3-1-4, Isavogungu, coming on, running on late, top class horse, win the next time. And then I went for 5, Mr. Cobbs, for the quartets. So that's 3, Rio Corrari, 1, Thunderstruck, 5, Isavogungu, 4, Isavogungu, and 5, Mr. Cobbs, for the quartet to make it up with a big quartet. If he can get onto the number 4, that Mr. Cobbs, that'll smash the quartet right up. Race 4. Now this horse, I love this horse. Now I've tipped him at big prices and he's won four. Honestly, I love this horse. Is it this? No, it's a different race. Sorry, we'll get to that later. Right, number 4, Mrs. Geriatrics, drawn poor last day. I tipped Raskova, who led for 1,500 metres, cuts back, may not be caught. Raskova is in this race. Now, remember, Laskova, I gave him last year and he won for us. He's only 8-1, I can't believe that. I thought he'd be bigger. Now, he's cutting back from 1,600 last time into 1,200 today, and he is a very fast horse. He's drawn in 11. I don't think that's going to bother us. That's not a very good draw. But it might take a little bit out of him, but he's cutting right back from... I mean, he led for 1,500 metres last time, and he's back down to 1,200 in this Grade 2 Cartier Scepter Stakes for 400 grand. Now, Mrs. Geriatrics was finishing really well over that 1,600 metres, and she's back down to 1,200 as well. So I can't see the sense in that. Mrs. Geriatrics probably needs more further. Now this is a really, I mean, if this had been 1600 metres, Mrs. Geriatrics would have been like a maximum bet. Because she was drawn terrible last time out and she was running on and she would have won the race another 10-15 metres. I think it was Buzz Bomb what won the race. But Mrs. Geriatrics was absolutely finishing like a train, was drawn poorly, given a horrible ride by Fury. Sometimes he does that. And was finishing another 10-15 minutes, Mrs. Geriatrics won one. But that was over further. I mean, they're cutting back to 300-400 metres. What, I can't see the sense in this. I mean, it is a good horse, so I've obviously, you know, I've got to have her in your thoughts, Mrs. Geriatrics, but I am going for Raskova not to get caught, and I've went for Mrs. Geriatrics to be second. And if you wanted to split stakes, you could do with a 7-2 and 8-1 on the early morning line here. And for your quartet, I've went for number 1 Quintas Light and number 8 Shantastic. Both horses running into form. So I've went for Raskova to lead all the way. Mrs. Geriatrics to try and nearly catch him with a better ride and better positioning. Now when Mrs. Geriatrics is in a stalking position, then you've got a chance to play and running. I would put your money on Mrs. Geriatrics because he's a better finisher. But Raskova is like an absolute mental horse. It just goes and goes and goes. Honestly, you've got to love this horse, man. It'll give you a run for your money. I can't believe the prices we keep getting for it. It's absolutely insanity. But hey, let we keep happy. So number 11 Raskova for the Cartier Scepter Stakes, cutting back 400 meters, an absolute dream, because this horse is fast. Right, race 5, Gentleman Joe 93 is ahead of his mark each way, but will be a tad too much without question. I've got him on 112. He's down as a 93 horse. Merit rate at 82. There's no way he's 82. I've got him on 112. I've done all the form lines. So that horse is going to go. If he was back in a handicap, he would win the race. But he's in a Grade 2 Premier Trophy here. But I don't think he could get a place. It would be a massive. It should be 100-1, Gentleman Joe, on his rating, and he's only 14-1. I don't think he'll actually win, but he will give you a good race. Now, At My Command is 72. Right. Shall I even say this or not? No, I'll not. I'll just say At My Command is 72, and that's me tip. So I've gone for 410, which is Rascalion. Rascalion's a horse I've tipped a few times as well. Very, very good horse. So we went for 410 for the forecast. So back then, Rascalion and At My Command on a split stakes each. And then do a little combination on the top two. And then combine 3, 5, and 1 in the second, combine 4 and 10 for first and second anyway around, then combine 3 without question, 5 Pacaya and number 1 Gentleman Joe for the tricast. So it's 2 bets times 3 bets, so that's 6 bets for the tricast. So what you do is you put 4 and 10 to be first and second, and then you put 3, 5, and 1 to be third, all to be third. So that's 2 times 3 is 6 bets. I think it is 6 bets. If it's any more, I'm sorry. So that's what you're playing, but you want to split stakes 4 and 10. At My Command, number 4, and number 10, Rascalion, split stakes on them too. And then for your exotics, I've already mentioned it. Race 6 at Kenilworth on Saturday is the Cartier Scepter Stakes. It's a Grade 1, 101 million for the prize money. Right, and I went for this Beach Bomb, as I say, last time out. He's stepping up 2 extra 2 furlongs, and he was running on along with that Mrs. Geriatric, but he come from nowhere as well to beat that Raskova. Raskova led the race absolutely storming for 1500 meters, then that beach bomb came from nowhere, and he was just further he was going, he was getting better, and this is over stretching out to another 200 meters. So I've went for beach bomb. He is 3-1. Beach bomb, 121-21 improver over extra. Now Princess Kala is the favourite, is odds on 60-33. It's actually 129 horse. Now you would think Princess Kala would win easy. I love the horse, but I just think this beach bomb is going, a 3-year-old filly. Princess Kala's a 6-year-old mare now, and this is an improving horse, this beach bomb. And stepping that up in trip on the pedigree, it's going to improve even further. So I've got her on 120-121 last time out. And I think this extra 200 metres is going to get that extra yardage to beat this Princess Kala. Now, if Princess Kala wins, fair enough, she's a good horse. But I think this beach bomb could be the one today to upset the apple cart. Okay, so that's number 4 beach bomb to win. And if you want to put a save in into your bets, put Princess Kala, because she is top class. Right, moving on to the next race. I think it's a King's Plate. Yes, it's a King's Plate. And there's only one winner for me, and that's See It Again. Absolutely unbelievable horse. Now, can you remember 2 years ago, the people that were with us, and I tipped this Say It Again for this race, when Rachel Venneker was riding, and it was absolutely unplaced. Can you remember, since that day, See It Again has won every race, and we had it that day, at 33-1, I loved its pedigree and everything, and I thought this is an absolute, and I thought it's primed for this race, and what happened, it come absolutely nowhere, but, and then everyone forgot about it, and then all of a sudden, it won every other race after that, and I wasn't on the next time, I was fuming, but See It Again, it's just an absolutely top class horse. Now, I think Snow Pilot will get second. Snow Pilot, I think he's an improving, no, Charles Dickens, sorry, Charles Dickens has been a disappointing, he had everything going for him, and he's been disappointing, but the way Say It Again won last time, it wasn't even prepped, the trainer says he was just prepped, wasn't conditioned to win the race, was just prepping, and it just won so easy, it beat Charles Dickens, like Charles Dickens was standing still. Now if Say It Again doesn't win, there's just something iffy. Now this can't happen in these races in South Africa, right? It's just something iffy. If See It Again doesn't win tomorrow, there's something smelly going on, right? And I'm telling you now, on everything I've seen, this there's no horse in South Africa that can touch it, right? At this moment in time. Now I think Charles Dickens will be second. I think Snow Pilot will be third. That's number 2. Charles Dickens is number 7, and I think Cosmic Highway could run well into a place at big prices, 66-1. I think if you can get each way extra on Bet365, 4 or 5 places, have a go with Cosmic Highway. And I also think this double superlative, Justin Snaith, Richard Fury, that's a dark horse as well, and it's 33-1. I would advise a little small each way bet on it. And it's owned by the same owners as See It Again. Remember what I've just been talking about before? About the smell of something. Now this double suitor later, I've been looking at his form, and it seems very, he seems like he hasn't been trying. I've been looking at his races in each, but he's got so much back class. He was top, he was supposed to be top class a year ago, right? And then since he was ran top class race and big numbers, right, he's been running steadily lower numbers. Now he's on 118, but he was on 125 plus, right, a year ago, going upwards, and suddenly he's went down. I think it could be, they like the prices, these South Africans, right? So I hope nobody listens to this podcast. because this is what you've got to know about these owners, and you've got to profile them and trainers in South Africa like I do. So basically, sometimes it's not about the rating and the pedigree, it's about other things, what you can't talk about. So that's my tip in the King's Plate, is number 4 seed again. Right, we'll go to race 8. I've got number 4 to win, and then combine 7, 11, 2 and 1 for your forecast and exactness. So 4 to win and 7, 11, 2 and 1 for your forecast and exactness. So that's 1 times 4, so that's basically 4 bets, that's all it is. Now, number race 8, it's Kenilworth. I've got Gimme the Lightning or Future Variety. Both are drawn high as well. But I do think they've got a good chance. And number 5, Tough Terrain. I thought it was between them three, number 16, 15, and 5, if they can overcome the draw. Sometimes they do come on the wide outside and get an advantage coming wide. So I was hoping they could do that in that race. That's Future Variety, Tough Terrain, and Gimme the Lightning. I like them three. I don't know which way they could come in. And we'll go to race 9, and I'll just give you the numbers where I've worked it out. I've got number 7, 8, 10, 1, and 4. We've all got over 110 rating, merit rating. Obviously, the top rated horse here is number 8, Aragosta, on 115. One-way traffic on 114. Race Hallelujah is on 112. The Future is Bright is on 110. And Triple Time on 109. Han Solo 109. So I thought, obviously, Aragosta for Mighty Cock was top rated here. And it is over 12.5 furlongs. Nebras is on 110, but I'm not sure if he can get the trip. He likes 10 furlongs. So I thought between Aragosta, One Way Traffic, or Race Hallelujah, I thought them three had a chance in that race. So obviously I've given you the best horses, Aragosta at 115. One Way Traffic, second best on 114. Right, that concludes the tips. Now, I hope you write everything down here, because I'm not previewing or writing anything down. I don't write these tips down because I bet them. And obviously, I hope nobody listens apart from me little group where I send this podcast to. But I do send it out to all the podcasters for somebody to listen to. Right. Now, you've got to listen and pay attention to my podcasts, and it's all in the word. It's like a book. When you buy a book of whistleblowers, everything's inside the book. It's not allowed to go on the news. It's inside the whistleblower book. So when I used to buy the books on the horse race and all the whistleblowers about the trainers and the breeding and all the interviews with trainers, they won't say these things in the public. When they go on these television shows, they don't say what they say in the books. So they're actually saying what's actually going on in the yards and everything inside the books. So my podcasts are like that. You've got to listen to it to understand. It's not written down for a reason. Right, so now this podcast is going out. It just took us an hour long to get through those two meetings. Best of luck to you. And tomorrow I'll bring out the Jebel Ali meeting for Saturday. So that's goodbye from me, the flat racing guru, Stefano, bidding you a lovely happy new year.